Welcome to A Stride Above Podcast, where our commitment to excellence in equine health and athletic performance unites us. Join your host, Dr. Alberto Rolon, as we trot through the essential topics that matter most to you and your equine family members. With over 15 years of experience in equine sports medicine and rehabilitation, Dr. Rolon is dedicated to navigating you through the latest innovations and essential insights in horse health. Together, we'll ensure that you and your horses always remain a stride above the rest.
Welcome again. Today, we're gonna talk about water therapies. I call it water sports. At Performance Equine and Equine Performance Innovative Center, we recommend a lot of water therapy. As a matter of fact, if we are conditioning or rehabbing a horse for you or any of your clients, we're going to be doing some sort of water treatment. In this case, what I refer is whether we're going to be swimming or underwater treadmill. There are significant differences between the two. And now, finally, we have some research to prove it. Back in the days, there was significantly less research than there is right now. And we're not exactly where we want to be research-wise, but we're making some good strides. Let's dig in a little deeper. Underwater treadmill, excellent for rehabilitation of arthritis, of tendons, of back, of sacroiliac. Why is this? It's because it's a very controlled exercise. And the beauty of it is that we have been able to determine what area of the body gets worked based on the water level. For example, if you put the water at the fetlock, you're going to exercise certain area in the back, certain area increase the range of motion of certain joints, etc. If we put the water above the knee, we know for fact, research proven, that we can actually decrease the weight of the lower limb. Now, of course, the more the water, the less weight is going to be in the lower limb. So let's say you have a significant tendon injury. You could have a lot of water in the treadmill that decreases the load of this tendon. Now, another research recently have shown us that horses with tendon injuries do need to exercise. Leaving horses in a stall for long periods of time is old-fashioned. We do not do that anymore. Why? Because it doesn't work. Those tendons need some movement. So the underwater treadmill is excellent for that. It has also proven that it increases the range of motion. So horses that go through surgery, arthroscopy, arthrotomy, fracture repair, and many others, it is a great tool to increase the range of motion. We have all learned from multiple human athletes and even yourself, you probably have been in the physical therapist, what they tell you to do, move those joints, right? And that is called range of motion. Well, the underwater treadmill increases the range of motion significantly. The pool is a great exercise for conditioning. We love the pool for conditioning. I personally try to be very careful when I put horses with back pain in the pool. Doesn't mean I don't put them in the pool, because I recently learned when I went to the Middle East, a very, very, very knowledgeable, smart surgeon put some of the sacroiliac horses in the pool, and she does have some success. So I never say never. I just say that it has to be taken into consideration on a case by case. When you look at the underwater treadmill versus the pool and the horses in the pool, conditioning, swimming, you can see there is a disconnect between the front end and the hind end. So there's a little bit of instability. I call that uncontrolled exercise. While in treadmill, it is control. However, the pool work significantly increases respiratory rate, heart rate. So the cardiovascular benefits are immense. You're going to definitely have more increased blood flow in all parts of the body with the pool that you will have with the treadmill. There is research that shows that the underwater treadmill does not increase lactic acid. So that means that you don't have significant increase in cardiovascular activity from the water treadmill. While there are some research in the pool that shows that there is some increase in lactic acid. The water treadmill, also important to know, does not change other molecules that we talk about in science, like glycogen, for example, muscle composition. The pool doesn't change muscle composition either, by the way. I just wanted to bring out that piece of research out there. Now, the pool exercise, other than increases cardiopulmonary resistance, it also helps horses that are recovering from certain injuries. Why? Well, increases blood flow, increases the body resistance in the water, of course, because the water viscosity, right? So it helps that workout. It's a good workout and increases the tendon or ligament healing that is happening. Why? Well, we're not 100% sure about this, but we believe it's because there is some increased blood flow. That blood flow brings nutrients to the parts of the bodies, and those nutrients start healing that part of the body. In addition, the pool work, extremely good for horses that are insulin resistant. Why? Because it's cardiopulmonary. So the horses that are, let's say, these easy keepers, right, that are, have a hard time losing weight, a lot of fat in the neck and the tail head, fat deposition, we call it, those are going to have a really good time in the pool. Those are going to help prevention of laminitis, which is the one of the biggest, to me, that's one of the biggest problems with insulin resistance. If we can keep these horses exercising, we're going to keep preventing the laminitis on these horses. So I hope this helped. I don't want to take a lot of your time. If you have any questions about insulin, about how the insulin and the pool work together, about cardiopulmonary resistance, about recovering horses in the treadmill, any questions at all, please don't forget to give us a call. 352-307-3690 is our number. 352-307-3690. You have a great day, and thank you for listening. Stride above.